Planner has a 20-minute presentation prepared for us.
In the spirit of the last items, you'll be happy to know that this presentation is mostly pictures as well.
So we can get it.
Okay, so on June 19th of this year, the board passed comprehensive bicycle parking requirements for new developments. And one of the items that the board wanted to follow up on was the provisions in the ordinance that deal with the design of bicycle racks. The current language, to summarize this first long paragraph, basically stipulates three preferred designs for bike racks and discourages three designs which have been found to be not so effective for bike parking. It also defers to the design guidelines in the bike plan, which is agenda attachment C, I believe, in the agenda packet. Three designs that are generally discouraged are the comb, the toast, and the wave racks, which we're all familiar with by now.
Very clever, Jack.
And the question was whether to discourage them or prohibit them outright. The TAB went with discourage, and the planning board went with a kind of a middle ground, which was they can be allowed, but they don't count towards fulfilling the requirements. And here are examples on the right of those racks. So these are the design guidelines. You can see right here the three preferred, and then the three discouraged. And here's an example of the newest inverted U racks in Carborough in front of Spotted Dog on Main and Weaver Street intersection. And here's examples in the city of Raleigh, curbside inverted U racks. And here's our good old post and loop right outside. This is an example of a wave rack. I don't think wave racks are particularly terrible. They're just not as good, I think, as some of the others. They only support the bike in one place. Bikes can tip. Of course, this is in front of the, this is on UNC's campus in front of the Department of City and Regional Planning, so the bikes are all parked perfectly.
And they're all 30 years old.
Yeah. And they're all single speed. And this is a comb rack that used to be in front of Neil's Deli that no longer exists. Here are some custom bike racks. A lot of cities are experimenting with these custom racks that combine public art and bike parking. Mm-hmm. Bellevue, Washington on the left, and then on the right, David Byrne, the Talking Heads lead singer, guitarist, and just in general artist and author and cycling enthusiast, has designed a number of custom racks in New York City on the right. So you can see that there. A good example of a custom rack in the area is at the DBAP and in the American Tobacco District, these bowl-shaped bike racks. Bike corrals are another thing that's becoming the rage in different cities, which is to take a motor vehicle parking space and convert it to parking for anywhere from 10 to 20 bikes. These are often requested by businesses. And oftentimes, once they're installed, they fill up on the first day that they're installed, lots of customers patronize the businesses. Portland, of course, is the leader. They have about 85 of these around the city, but there's about 20 other cities that have these now.
We don't have that many parking spaces, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really don't, but...
Yeah, it's very limited.
Or not on-street spaces.
Limited in Carborough. The options that the board might want to pursue are listed in the agenda packet. There could be no change made to the design guidelines, or you could make a change to prohibit the racks, or the planning board's idea, which was to allow them but not let them count towards fulfilling the requirements.
When you say prohibit or allow,
In what in the context of a new the new development approval, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia?
Yeah, and I think I kind of brought this up last time, or I was last time saying, why are we even allowing the comb or the toast or the wave, you know, and why don't we just not allow it at all, as indicated on one of the slides. And particularly to me, that comb and toast, I mean, whenever I try to use those, I mean, it just, I don't even know why we can't require a brand new development to not use one of those and to use any number of the others, perhaps even the wave or even do art that we, that someone would approve. So I don't know how others feel about that. I remember George had some good comment for me about that after the meeting. So maybe there's some other reason, or maybe, you know, Jeff, why we don't want to be so strict to not say comb or toast, but I know that was something that I brought up at our last meeting. So.
I guess what I would wonder about is let's suppose somebody opens up a new small taco stand or whatever, and it's a development that isn't required to do anything with regard to bicycle parking. Would they then be prohibited from sort of going out and voluntarily putting in some kind of bicycle parking? Like they got a friend of theirs gave them an old bike rack or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
I think that's why is that what
effectively the
planning board
was concerned about, that type of thing.
I'm not sure. Since I don't staff the planning board, I don't know what all of their discussion was. But as the language currently stands, they're simply discouraged. So I assume that on a case by case basis, as the advisory boards and as the board reviews development applications, under the current language, even though those racks are discouraged, if there's some kind of situation like that, you know, they do at least support the bike, and there is one place to lock them. So they're not without. Well, the toast is pretty much.
Toast.
Useless, but that's not useless.
It's pretty bad. They're always like 25 years old when you see those, so I don't think they even make them anymore.
I guess a question I have, this language about suggesting but not requiring, refresh my memory, is that what we adopted in May or June, or was that what it's been for a while?
Yeah, the current language is discouraged.
Discouraged. And before that, though, was it discouraged?
There was no language.
About what type of bike rack and yeah. what type of rack do we see people, if there's no encouragement or discouragement, is there, what type of racks are people putting in these days, or
in Carrboro specifically?
Yes.
I think I've seen a lot of different types proposed. Wave rack, as I've seen that a few times, until we staff then meet with them and say, well, you know, even before this was adopted, we said, you know, we do have an adopted bike plan, mm-hmm. with guidelines, so here's a recommendation for you. And since it's a generally minor part of a development, I think most developers are fine with going with that.
Okay. I agree with Mark. We don't want to...
Yeah.
I agree with Mark, but I think that the planning board's point gets to it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Think
yeah.
About the points.
Yeah, if it's, I mean, if you're small and it's, you're not required to, but you want to, then you can be creative about it.
Mm-hmm. Right. But for new development,
we're not going to end up prohibiting somebody from putting in a bike rack, even if it's not our preferred.
Right.
So do we have anything else that we want to add to attachment A?
Okay. All right, so is that a motion from Sammy?
Sure.
And second?
I'll second it.
Randy,
I want to be sure we have nothing.
All those in favor, seem
wait, is it a motion for nothing, or is it a motion for something?
For us to use the planning board's, like, I don't know.
Well, for the planning board recommendation.
He doesn't say the planning board recommendation.
Right.
Well, but the motion is for the planning board.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I assume, is that directing staff to come back with a request to set up a public hearing?
Whatever is implicit in making it happen.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed. Matter passes unanimously. Mr. Attorney, we have a request for an executive or a closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143.318.11.
Matter between the attorney-client privilege.
stuff.
And I just want to make a request to staff. I was in Charlotte on Sunday, and it was pretty incredible how many police were there. Pretty much one per person who was on the street, and two helicopters overhead. And I understand that there are police from all over the state and even the country that have gone. So I just want to know whether we participated in that or not. If I could get a response.
It's my understanding that we did not, have not participated.
In that case, I want to congratulate the town staff for making a good decision, because it's pretty amazing what a waste of resources that is. Thank you.
Move we enter a closed session for a matter of attorney-client privilege.
I just want to make one comment that's public.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to thank our manager and Annette for their work with 619 and 621 Hillsborough. It's looking tidier. Thank you.
They got
thank
a ways
you.
To go, but they're getting there.
They're making
lawnmowers are not always bad things. They can get a hand pushed one and be and viral about it if right. they want.
But thank you. I know you work
thanks.
Hard.
I wanted to say one other thing is I believe in recent years he has worked for I guess effectively for the school system, but there was but he worked many years for the town of Carrboro. Mr. Burnett, who was the crossing guard at McDougal Middle and Elementary School. A person whose name is not necessarily known to everybody in the community, but whose face and whose friendly wave was known to everybody in this community, passed away less than a month ago, two weeks ago, I think. And I just wanted to note him as somebody. He was a resident of Carrboro for, I think, all of his life. And anyway, was a friendly face. And I know
and
him.
And a well-loved
absolutely.
Individual
well-loved.
For what he brought to his
he was.
Everybody appreciated him.
Anyway,
thanks.
He'll be missed.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
All right.
I second Dan's motion.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. After we emerge from closed session, we're going to watch Richard Jamiefield's 5-minute video if we can. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. Matter passed unanimously. If y'all will excuse us.